My name is Conrad Murray.
My name's Apollo.
Conrad and Apollo, thank you very much for chatting to us. Now, come all the way to Bridlington. Conrad, tell me what's happening.
We're bringing a beatbox show to Bridlington. It's a five-star award-winning show, but we're coming to Bridlington to excite the young people, them, to get them in the show, performing, doing some moves, dancing and beatboxing.
Paula, tell me a little bit more.
It's like a musical like any other. Everything you hear on stage is all completely live, so it's all singing, all rapping, all beatboxing, all the crazy sounds all happening with the six people on the microphones on the stage.
And I understand it's a retelling of the story of the Pied Piper, is that right?
It's about music and creativity and about being inspired by music, but also kind of like, in a way, like, you know, it's good to have an inspiration, it's great to use creativity, it's great to use music, but then actually in art tell, you don't want to blindly follow these leaders and these icons.
Nice.
He's great when he comes, and he's great, but he actually leads them off the cliff, and it's great to take inspiration, but then do your own thing.
Yeah.
Don't just follow blindly. So I just thought there's a lot in there that we can use.
I know you guys have had a really busy day. You know, when you do teach this message to younger people, what's it like?
They're super receptive, actually. I think the more that they watch the show, the more they sort of, it sort of sinks in for them. Even if it doesn't sink in straight away, they go away and they think, oh yeah, no, that is right. And I am able to like sort of do my own thing without blindly following, like Conrad said, these people who seem to have it all together but probably don't actually in real life.
I want to talk more about the show. There's going to be both of you guys on stage, and you said you're going to here to get some of the younger kids in Bridlington. Are they starting from scratch then, as in learning how to beatbox, do all the sound effects?
We taught them the basics of beatboxing, taught them the sounds, so they can actually learn to beatbox. So they're going to do some rapping as well, and they're going to do some movement. It's a hip-hop kind of musical that they're doing. We're giving them the basics, so hopefully they can leave the show and also have some skills and maybe create their own show in the same sort of style.
Conrad is one of the most welcoming people I've ever worked with. Anything creative he wants you to do, like, he'll let happen. And if it's not the right idea for that time, that's fine. But like, we'll find another way to make it fit. It's just so welcoming, so open, so friendly. I can't believe I wasn't doing it before, if I'm honest. Been beatboxing since about 15, so about 10 years. Only really decided to get good, like, in 2020.
Conrad, tell me about the Beatbox Academy, because I think I could have done with this. I remember the day my sister came home with like a Raziel mini disc, and she gave it to me. She's like, you're into weird stuff, you'll have a listen to this.
That cassette, my friend James's kitchen, we played that over and over again.
Is that what it was? It sounded like a live
recording.
It was... Oh my God, yeah, that's the one.
I thought it was fake. And then me, my brother, my friend tried to do that over and over again. And I was actually the worst one. Even in my crew, I was probably the worst rapper too. I was consistent.
Right.
So I was like, I want to take this serious.
Yeah.
That's kind of like how I really kind of knew that beatboxing was some mad out of space thing. But then also, I realized anyone can kind of do it and make sounds and be creative with it. And the Beatbox Academy, I grew up on a South London, a council estate, from a global majority background.
So
getting into the theatre, it was kind of like, I enjoyed it, but there was nothing that where I felt like people like me and my mates could really tell our stories or do our thing or bring our vibe in. It was kind of like, we were not too great at the Shakespeare or the kind of conventional stuff. We were good at our thing.
Yeah.
So it was like, what about if we set a space where actually anyone can come? Maybe you're from more of a theatre background, but maybe you're local as well. We can mash all those different influence together.
Yeah.
I want to elevate beatboxing, like the way that people might speak, maybe young people speak now, into a higher level, into art and poetry and beatbox and theatre, and to be like, we're just as complicated and just as valid as opera, musical, all those things. I wrote a book that's been published about hip-hop theatre and about these things, so we're up on the same bookshelves as these things.
Nice.
I want to keep doing that and making people realise like these cultures, these art forms should be just as elevated and just as valid.
Nice.
And the next step to that is to come into places like Bridlington to be like, yo, you're good as well, you're sick as well, you got stories as well, you're a great performer. Keep that movement moving, like them outsiders, the people on the periphery, we can do it.